News release. INTERCOUNTY Baseball League. Clayton Keyes had his second three-hit night in a row to pace the Hamilton Cardinals to a 5-3 win over the Barry Baycats. The Cardinals outfielder had two doubles, a single and three RBI to lead the way for his team on the road at Vintage Throne Stadium. They scored two in the third inning, two in the sixth, and added one in the ninth. James Anderson was the offensive force for the Baycats thanks to his two hits and two RBI. Cardinals starting pitcher Logan Walters earned his second win of the season, striking out seven and allowing three runs in five innings of work. Baycats starter Jeffrey Nunez was also impressive, striking out six and giving up five hits in six innings on the mound. The Cardinals, 3-1, host the Kitchener Panthers Friday at 7:35 p.m. The Baycats, 2-1, host the London Majors Saturday at 2:05 p.m. Jackfish get into the win column. The Welland Jackfish have got themselves in the win column, while the Hamilton Cardinals and Toronto Maple Leafs continue to roll in Inter-County Baseball League action on Thursday night. At Welland Stadium, the Jackfish scored three runs in the first inning and rode that momentum all the way to a 9-6 victory over the Guelph Royals. Luis Jean's two-run single to center field got things started for the Jackfish before Mateo Porcelato added another RBI thanks to his single in the first inning. The Jackfish then added one run in the second inning, two in the third and one in the fourth, fifth and sixth innings to cruise to the win. Jean was the offensive weapon for the Jackfish, adding another RBI, three on the night, to go along with his two hits and three runs scored. The Jackfish shortstop also had three stolen bases. Jackfish starting pitcher Jake Harford continued to be dominant in his second start of the season. Harford struck out five and gave up five hits without allowing a run in five innings of work. Despite being 1-1, Harford has yet to give up a run this season. Despite being stymied by Harford, Mike Muller and Brett Lawson, the Royals persevered and scored six runs in the top of the ninth inning to make the game interesting. Royals designated hitter Mike Cicchetto had a pair of doubles and a single to lead the Royals offensively. Royals starter Kyle Thomas was credited with the loss. The same two teams will meet again Saturday, this time in Guelph at 1 p.m. Maple Leafs continue to pour on the offense. The Toronto Maple Leafs continue to score runs in bunches, this time using a six-run third inning to vault themselves to a 14-9 win over the Kitchener Panthers. Jonathan Solazzo's three-run home run powered the Maple Leafs to an early lead in the first inning, before adding six more in the third, before tacking on four more in the seventh inning. The big statistic of the game was the Maple Leafs walked 14 times. Jordan Castaldo and Justin Murray each hit doubles to help out with the offense. Adam Mara, 1-1, earned the win on the mound, while Jacob Douglas, 0-1, took the loss. The Panthers used the long ball to provide most of its offense. Andy Leader, Elliot Curtis, Liam Wilson, and Raul Gonzalez all hit home runs. The Maple Leafs, 4-1, air on the road Saturday against the Brantford Red Sox at 8 p.m. The Panthers, 2-1, air on the road Friday against the Hamilton Cardinals at 7:35 p.m. Cancelled Royals and Panthers rescheduled. On Saturday, the game between the Kitchener Panthers and Guelph Royals was cancelled because of the weather. That game has been rescheduled for June 6 at 7:30 p.m. in Guelph. Upcoming games. Friday, May 26. Kitchener Panthers at Hamilton Cardinals, 7:35 p.m. London Majors at Brantford Red Sox, 8 p.m. Saturday, May 27. Welland Jackfish at Guelph Royals, 1 p.m. London Majors at Barry Baycats, 2:05 p.m. Toronto Maple Leafs at Brantford Red Sox, 8 p.m. Sunday, May 28. Brantford Red Sox at London Majors, 1:05 p.m. Guelph Royals at Kitchener Panthers, 2 p.m. Welland Jackfish at Toronto Maple Leafs, 2 p.m. Barry Baycats at Hamilton Cardinals, 2:05 p.m.